97.3, fourth one.
Our favourite story of the day is about Molly from the Saturdays. She went to the tennis the other night in London. You know how they had the end of season world championships that they have. And it was the final between Nadal and Djokovic. And Molly from Saturdays went along with her pal, was sat right next to her ex-boyfriend.
Oh, dear.
Who just happened to have the ticket right next to her. So, awkward moments when you've run into your ex this morning on the show. 0845 345 4001. Arlene ran into her first ever proper boyfriend, right, Arlene?
Yeah, this was my brother's wedding.
Your brother's wedding.
Yeah.
And he was there with his stunning new wife.
Yeah, hot wife.
And you were 7.5 months pregnant.
Yeah.
And looked a little bit
like... I was holding
like
more water than a dam. Honest to God, I was enormous.
Holding more water than Loch Lomond. Brilliant. So, have you ever run into your ex in an awkward way? This is great. Hi, Boogie and Arlene. I was out on a night out, got chatting to one of my pals in the pub. He was standing at the bar, went up. Oh, hi, how are you? I've not seen you for ages. I'm no bad. How are you? Oh, great. Just having a wee night out. Oh, turns out his pal was on a date. I said, all right, okay, who is she? Is she nice? Oh, aye, she's super hot. Then she came back from the bathroom. It was my ex.
Oh, no!
Awkward!
Oh, no!
That is awkward, isn't it?
Yeah. Did he stay? Or did he go?
Well, he says he finished his pint and left. He couldn't tell him that she was his ex. But I'm sure that she would have brought that up in the conversation later in the night,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, she's not going to admit to it, is she?
Yeah. What else is coming
in? Laurie's been in touch, said, hi, guys. Does working with your ex count? I see him every day at work. It is very awkward, especially when it's just him and me in the staff room.
Yeah, well, that's why you should never do that to the payroll, isn't it?
No, you don't.
That,
yeah.
that old saying that goes about, there's a reason for that. Mm-hmm. Because when it all goes pear-shaped, that's when it gets awkward. That's why you should never go out with anybody from your work.
That's why
ever.
I have to come in so early in the morning so I don't see anybody.
Hi, Boogie. You won't know this because you don't have kids, but... in the run-up to giving birth, you have to have a maternity hospital visit. This is so that when the time comes, you know where to go in the hospital. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a dry run, isn't it? You
suddenly... Literally.
Yeah. So you turn up at the hospital and you get shown around and what will happen when the baby comes along.
Yes.
So I went there with my wife and we went in. There's a few other couples, including my ex-wife and her new man.
Oh.
We got split up into small groups of four. Guess who we got?
No!
So here's the guy and his ex-wife, both with their new partners, both of them up the duff. This is really bad. This is so awkward.
Oh, come on, that's not very delicate, is it?
We managed to sneak into another group without anybody noticing. I didn't take in much information that day. I was too stressed, says Richard. Oh, well, hopefully everything worked out okay when the baby
hilarious.
Came along. That is awkward, though, isn't it?
Oh, isn't that awful?
The most awkward one we've had all morning. On the email today, Linda says, hi, Boogie and Arlene, talking about running into your ex in an awkward moment. It was my hen do, and the girls arranged a stripper to come along.
No, no, no.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
It was him. It was Davey. To be fair, he'd buffed up a bit.
Boogie in the morning. Back tomorrow morning from 6. 97.3.5.